on demand. Here's the morning show highlight clip of the day.
The title alone is something that's already making me not excited about this.
It's Kramer's birthday, and like, because he's not in charge or in control, like your vibe and energy is already kind of frantic.
He's being shy about it.
Yeah, you're being kind of weird about it. But it's actually really, really fun.
Yeah.
So today is Kramer's birthday. And so Charlotte and I have put together a game for you called The Birthday Games for the Krames. Give me a DJ horn in there.
Okay, let me hang this on a different page. Birthday Games.
This is going to be fun whether you like it or not. So you need to change your attitude, birthday boy.
My hardest to have fun with birthday games for the Krames.
Yeah. Okay.
All right.
So listen, today Kramer is celebrating another trip around the sun. And instead of just handing over a gift to him like normal people, that's not what we do here. Mm-hmm. So Charlotte and I are making him work for it and have created this birthday game. So this is how you play. The rules are very simple.
Yes.
So we are giving Kramer three clues about his birthday present, okay? After each clue, he can guess, but you only get one guess after each clue, okay? And you only get one final answer at the end.
Okay.
If you want your gift.
Okay.
All right.
And what if I don't get it? You'll throw it away?
So if you win,
you burn it,
you get the present. And if you lose,
you still get the present.
This is such a y'all's game. I throw in a wood chipper or something, but that's okay.
You still get the present. So, Kramer, are you ready?
Yes.
For the most niche, punny gift ever gifted in birthday history.
I suppose we're here, so let's play.
Okay. So we need to warn him that in the style of the monkey ears for your birthday.
Yes.
Part of it did not come on time.
Okay.
So it's half the present and half a photo of what will be the present.
Exactly.
Poorly planned. Okay.
No, not at all.
You know what happened.
Just as you ran into issues on my birthday when Amazon didn't arrive on time, it looks like for Gemini season, that is Amazon's theme for the birthday season. So you also know what that's like. It's fine. Anyway, so, are you ready for your first clue?
Yes.
Of your birthday games for the Krames?
Yes.
Okay.
Oh, boy.
Clue number one. It's tied to something that is part of what makes you who you are.
And I have to guess now?
That's your clue. What's your guess?
Guess number one.
I'm sure it's something really positive. It probably has something to do with my looks. So I'm going to go with attractive. It has something to do with my looks. Attractive, cute, vanity.
You know, it does have something to do with
your physicality.
Yes. With your physicality.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay, so yes.
Yes.
I'm going physicality, looks,
so
attractiveness.
So clue number one, give yourself a ding there, birthday boy.
Thank you very much. Attractive.
That's how most
people describe me.
Are you ready for clue number two?
Yes.
Clue number two. It started as a wound, but now it can contain something that blooms.
A wound, but now something that blooms.
Yes.
It's got to be a flower something. A flower. Give him a ding. Give him a ding. A flower accessory.
You're getting closer.
A flower accessory. Okay, give me a ding.
Can confirm. Okay. Are you ready for your final clue for your birthday games for the Krames?
Attractive flower, a hot flower. Go ahead.
Number three, your last and final clue.
Yes.
It's inspired by one of your most iconic on-air catchphrases.
Something you probably say more than anything else on this station.
What do I say?
I don't know.
I have a catchphrase?
It's your job. You talk for a living.
I know. What's my catchphrase?
Yeah, what's your catchphrase?
What do I say? What is a catchphrase that I use? Bada bing, bada boom. If I don't say that, I'm going to start using it. What's a catchphrase that I use?
Come on. Put together the clues that you've already confirmed. Your first is like something having to do with your physicality.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. The second with, you were
a flower.
Hot
flower.
Combining with one of your most iconic catchphrases that you use
bada
on the station.
Bada boom. Bada bing, bada boom.
You've literally never said bada bing, bada boom.
I need to make that a thing. Bada bing, bada boom, the Krames.
Okay, fine. So give us your final answer.
Okay,
what do you think your birthday gift is?
I think it's a muscle because I've been working out. I think it's a muscle floral t-shirt.
Oh,
with,
okay.
With the phrase, bada bing, bada boom.
Is that your final answer?
Yeah, I think it's a shirt that says bada bing, bada boom, and it's a little tight. It's a tight tee.
That is not your birthday gift. Give us a... Okay, so now your birthday gift is right next to you. Can you please open it on the air, sir?
I'm going to open this.
Now remember, half of it is there and the other is a photo of what it is.
Yes.
Do I get to say bada bing, bada boom when I open it?
No.
Sure.
What is
take this? Out part one. What is that?
It's floral. It's definitely floral.
Okay.
It's
so, yeah, so those are the flowers you guessed correctly,
okay,
yes?
Yeah, I don't understand.
And what do they go into?
They go inside of something.
They go inside of something. Describe what it is.
What do you see?
Describe what it is.
No.
Describe what it is.
I literally have no idea what this is. I don't get it.
Okay.
I don't get it.
Mm-hmm.
I literally, and I don't mean to kill the bit right now, I do not understand this
okay.
at all.
Okay.
Okay.
And I don't get it.
All right. It's truly the most personalized gift that you could possibly ever receive.
Kramer and Jess on Instagram, at Kramer and Jess, at Kramer and Jess, at Kramer and Jess. I don't get it.
Yeah.
At Kramer and Jess. It's Kramer with a K, at Kramer and Jess. Hop on here, please, because I don't get this.
Shout out to everyone who's been playing along with us on IG because they solved
they
it for you.
They figured it out. Okay, so I'm going to hold it up here for a few more seconds if you're logging in because I want you to be able to see this. So what this is, if you're just listening, is I finally open up and the first thing is like some really like shoddy flowers. These are shoddy, like fake shoddy flowers. And I'm like, okay, that's weird. And then
they have to be not too tall.
Yeah, because they have to fit in the thing.
Yeah.
The second thing is, and I can't really tell what it is, but it's like ceramic feet.
Yes.
The picture is a picture of ceramic feet.
And it says 8 inches.
And I'm like, and of course, I don't know what to do with that, y'all. As I'm sitting here live, I'm like, I don't know where this is going. I don't know. I mean, you just see feet and you're like, I don't know where we're going with this, what we're doing. I have no idea. So that's when we hop on Instagram and I'm like, what do I say? I don't talk about feet. Like, I don't have a feet thing. Like, I don't know what to say. I don't know what to do. I don't really know. So I start reading the comments and then randomly somebody on
there. It was Heather. Okay. Shout out to Heather because she's the one who got it first.
Heather on Instagram says, plantar fasciitis.
Hit the winner, Matt Miller!
And I'm like, wait. Is it my plantar fasciitis?
Yeah, it is, baby!
Yeah, so it's literally a plantar. So it's a vase.
It's a feet.
To represent.
Feet vase.
Your plantar fasciitis.
In case you don't know. I do suffer from plantar fasciitis, which is a very serious feet condition, which I talk about a lot, which has been resolved thanks to the Good Feet Store. And that's very true. We do talk about it a lot.
Yeah,
you guys got me a plantar fasciitis planter.
That once was a wound, but now it contains something that blooms! Yeah! Happy birthday!
I hope you will treasure it always.
Okay. Forever.
Do you see why I hate
one
my birthday?
One of a kind. One of a kind
Do
birthday
gift. Do you see why
gift?
I say no one takes my birthday seriously?
What are you talking about? That is, you have never gotten that specific of a gift uniquely to you ever before in your 42 years of living.
Plantar fasciitis planter is what I have.
And I want you to know, I was instructed to get a moderately priced birthday gift.
Yeah.
And there was an option for 6 inches. 8 inches and 10 inches.
So you went for the moderate one.
I went with the moderately priced option.
Well, thank you. I've never had someone so invested in my plantar fasciitis over here. Thank you guys.
Happy birthday!
Thank you very much. Thank you guys for playing along.
It'll be here soon.
I can't wait. And thank you. Thank you to the Good Feet Store too for helping out with my plantar fasciitis. And now I've got a planter to prove it. I guess. Okay.
Hey, thanks for listening. Make sure you subscribe to get the show daily. And if you think we've earned it, give us 5 stars. Hear Kramer and Jess live every morning on Mix 106.5 Baltimore. And check out the Kramer and Jess Uncensored podcast at KramerandJess.com.